Okay, looking for something to do over the course of the next 7 days. Look no further. Our absolute guru, Jay Hind from The Guy in Liverpool, is with me.
Morning, I've never Jay. Been called a guru in my life.
Called you various things like in your time at Radio yes, City, but a have. Guru you are. Also, if you go on theguyliverpool.com, a very frightened-looking Jay Hind, as you can see the video clip of him at the top of an ice slide, which you told us about last week.
That was scary.
Which That's... I thought you'd been a bit of a baby, to be honest. But
seeing
this
the size
slide,
of it?
I know.
45 yeah. metres of ice slide hell, or heaven in some people's
Injured
cases.
Yourself or not?
Well, I might have done yeah. myself a little disservice
You're
on the coccyx. Yeah.
Coccyx,
is it? Yeah.
I don't know.
Only because I had to film this particular clip about 17 times to get the shot right.
Right.
But it's great. Great experience down on the pierhead, the ice festival.
You look terrified.
I was terrified. That was like the 10th time, though, I'd done it.
Right, let's talk DreamWorks, first of all. There's also something online about that. So the big talking point has been the fact that Shrek... The big, strong yeah. Shrek
yes.
couldn't cope with the wind.
He
was on the top of St. George's Hall. Where's he gone?
To be fair, though, he normally lives in a swamp, which is nice and right. warm, and they don't have wind or anything. But yeah, he's up and down like a yo-yo at the moment on the top of St. George's Hall. When he's up, though, he looks fantastic. Of course, it's all in the build-up to DreamWorks Lights. Now, everyone is asking, what is it? What does it involve? Basically, DreamWorks, the big, big motion picture movie makers, they're famous for Kung Fu Panda, for Shrek, for Madagascar. They put on this light extravaganza, and this year they've decided, and it was their decision to bring it to Liverpool and put it in St. George's Hall. So obviously everyone asks them what it is. Everyone thinks it's a show, is it? A sit-down thing? It's not. It's a walk-through light and lantern experience. Fun for all the family, all ages. And you basically walk and explore through St. George's Hall. You might go to places you've never seen before in the hall. So even just for that, it's fantastic. Mm. But there's these big displays. And there's over, I think there's 25 different scenes with over 100 characters all lit up for Christmas. It's going to be fantastic. It opens on Saturday, and we spoke to the general manager of St. George's Hall, Alan Smith, to tell us more.
DreamWorks Lights, it's never been shown in the country before, so it's massive sort of first-time inauguration. And we've got the great character of Shrek. Delighted to have him here, but it's based on DreamWorks, so we've got Shrek, Kung Fu Panda, Madagascar. So it's a huge light installation of all different characters all the way around the building, in the Great Hall, the side rooms, the courts. So it's a real privilege to have it here in St. George's Hall.
So it's a Christmas trail, essentially.
Kind of,
you follow a path and it takes you past various characters.
Yes, all lit up in beautiful fashion. But the
Who
good
did you
thing
meet
is,
then?
So I'm at Shrek down
Kung
there.
Fu Panda?
Kung Fu Panda's there on Saturday, so he'll be there.
Oh, you've not seen him yet?
So I haven't seen Kung Fu Panda yet. I bet he's a nice bloke, so we'll see him on Saturday. But the good thing is with this, if you've never been to St. George's Hall, I know you've been there a lot.
Oh, it's a cracking place
inside. We worked there a lot. There's so many little hidden gems in there, from the catacombs to the courts. Just the corridors are magnificent to see, so it's a good chance to get in and take the kids to explore the hall as well.
Like you say, if you go in and look at some of those, there's a couple of circular rooms, aren't there, that almost look like they date back to a 17th century court, don't they?
Well, some of them do.
Bizarre. Yeah. But they're incredible places to go and see. You know, great sort of history within our city. So all of a sudden, Shrek is invading that.
He is.
Do you have to buy a ticket or can you just
do.
Turn
You've
up? Or what's
you
the...
can turn up to get a ticket, but the advice is get them online. It's £8 for kids, £10 for adults. It's open every single day apart from Christmas Day, Boxing Day, 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. And it's on until the 15th of Jan. So lots of time to go and see Shrek.
Okay, and that giant Shrek that's on the top isn't the one that you see inside. It's a smaller sort of version.
I think there is other giant
he?
Versions of
okay,
Shrek in
big
there.
Big green thing. All right, let's move on. What else are we looking at? Christmassy?
Well, obviously outside St. George's Hall, it's open now, is the Christmas market, the Liverpool Christmas market. It's been on for 11 years now, the market. Obviously, it was in Church Street. It's now moved to St. George's Plateau. A few people have been moaning that it's too far. Every time I've drove past it this week, it's been chock-a-busy. Mm. Over 40 stalls. It's all part of one magical city. This might be a term that you hear a lot this Christmas. Alan, explain what it is.
Well, what it forms is one magical city. So the whole city's involved in this with DreamWorks Lights, the market, and then right the way through the city as we go through. But critically for us, it's the welcome. As you come out to Lime Street, we are the welcome. Shrek is the welcome. For the first time, you'll be able to just come straight in and feel very sort of involved with Christmas. It is the if you like, the one magical city that we've always intended it to be.
Do you know what? If it's too far for people, just hop on the Merseyrail and get off on one of the stops.
Good point.
It's right next to Lime Street, isn't it? All of a sudden, it doesn't surprise me that it's absolutely packed out, because I think lots of people will make a point of going there for a day.
And especially if DreamWorks Lights is on as well, which kicks off Saturday, just go to the market before or afterwards. But that one Magical City umbrella, you'll hear it loads over Christmas. It's everything from the Ice Festival to the market to DreamWorks, kind of covers everything. So tons going on in the city this Christmas.
It's interesting how they've redistributed where these things are. So the Ice Festival's down at the pierhead now. That's at St George's Hall. It was like they spent years trying to find what is the location they should... They were just on Church Street, weren't they? Or down in Williamson Square. I just got no move them.
It's good, though, isn't it? Because people get to see different parts of the city. And don't forget, a lot of people come from outer Liverpool to experience, especially something like this DreamWorks Lights. So people come from all over the country to come and see Shrek and St. George's. So it's great that they get to see different parts of Liverpool.
Okay, plenty going on this Christmas if you want to go around Liverpool City Centre. Let's move on to some music.
Okay, so you know of these lads. These, to me, you hear about local musicians in the city. These are probably up there as one in the top five.
They're my favourites.
Best bands and most well-known bands in the city. They're the Tee Street Band. Now, they play a gig on Friday at Camp and Furnace. They've played Camp and Furnace before. Mm. It was amazing. It's the perfect location for them. If you're a little bit cold at the moment, Tee Street Band's music kind of takes you straight back to summer. Dreamy, euphoric music, dancey guitar pop. You can have a little boogie to it. They've toured everywhere, and this is one of my favourites. This is called Summer Dreaming.
That's the T Street Band. They're on this Friday at the Camp and Furnace. And I think Timo might be joining us for Sound of Merseyside on Friday. So if you're a fan of them, tune back in after 9 on Friday morning. Other gigs that are taking place this weekend?
So there's something else special happening this weekend. Now I've just pitched.
Sorry, my finger just accidentally pushed that up again.
Steve's trying to be a real cool music shop here, but it just hasn't quite.
No, it was nothing like that. I fell on the desk then.
I've just been telling you, just been kind of shocked looking out the window because they've built a humongous steel structure down on the docks by the Titanic Hotel. It's all part of Cream this Saturday, which I'll be going to with me glow sticks.
Because you're still young enough to attend this sort of thing.
Of course I am. Even at 50,
I'll still be young. Does it get going at like 1 in the morning or something?
No. I think it starts handy, this one. I'll probably get going at 1 in the morning, but there's a great lineup, lots of big DJs that you will never have heard of.
Go on, try me.
Axwell and Ingrosso are playing. So they were part of Swedish House Mafia.
I know them.
That's quite big.
Yeah.
So they're playing Liverpool. It's completely sold out, but if you're going, we've just seen how big that structure is.
Well, I reckon
it's going to be incredible.
It's 5,000-7,000 by the look of that, people are standing up.
But it's going to be warm as well, because everyone was panicking, thinking, is it outside? Is it inside? It's all inside. It's going to be fantastic down at the docks on Saturday night.
The amazing thing is, if you come up the tower and look out at it now, it is gigantic, this structure. And you said to me it's a movable thing. So obviously Cream have bought it, move it around the country.
Well, they're doing one in London next year. It was in Creamfields this year,
right,
in Cheshire. So it's brand new. But yeah, I think what they're going to do now, they're going to think, right, we haven't got a single base anywhere anymore. We're just going to move this wherever. It can go all over the world.
It looks like an aircraft hangar.
You know, when you
drive down the M62 and you got to Warrington just before M&S?
Yes.
You look to your left, there was two of them there.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is, isn't it?
It does. But that'll be a great night on Saturday. So if you go and enjoy, and I'll see you there.
Any others? Any other gigs going on?
St. Helens Beer Festival is also this weekend. We've got to give these a shout out. Great gang of people putting this together. It's at St. Helens Town Hall, Saturday and Sunday. Over 30 real ales. One of them is named after...
hang on, just rewind. It's at the Town Hall.
St. Helens Town Hall, yes.
Going to meet the mayor, are you?
He might be there with a pint. Tickets are just a fiver. 30 real ales. One of the ales is named after Johnny Vegas, of course, St. Helens guy. And as well, they're raising money for a fantastic cause, the Steve Prescott Foundation. So check that out. Tickets just £5. Well worth going to. And also Deacon Blue play the Arena Saturday. Soul to Soul play Liverpool on Saturday. Primal Screamer at the Olympia on Sunday. Pete Wiley and the Mighty War at the O2 Academy on Saturday. And Arrested Development at Camp and Furnace on Monday. It's all going on. Tons.
They're all my university bands.
You'd go and see all of them, wouldn't you?
Well, when I was at university, I went to see Primal Scream in Birmingham, in the centre of Birmingham. And I had hair beyond my shoulders in a bowl.
I need to see a picture
of
that.
Can you imagine that?
Ginger hair down to your shoulders.
I wonder whether ginger hair should be grown that long. Everyone told me it was respectable. But I don't know. I haven't got that many. But I did the old Primal Scream thing, you know, where you just wave your head like side to side to loaded, and you know.
This when you were cool.
It was cool back then.
Yeah.
Do you know how it was? Mick Coyle, what's the coolest gig you've been to?
The coolest gig?
As in not the gig, but you feeling you were cool.
I saw a band called Bell and Sebastian at the Manchester Academy. They were quite cool.
Quite cool, yeah.
Did you sway along to them, do you? Is that a...
I was on the top balcony, so I was kind of like swaying in my seat, but then like shaking my head a little bit. Like, yeah.
See, that looks cool.
No, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
I didn't have shoulder-length ginger hair, so I couldn't be that cool, really, could I?
Don't write off shoulder-length ginger hair. Jay could try it.
Never in a million years.
Jay, thank you very much. Loads more at theguidelevelpool.com.